I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin wants the federal government to increase funding for scientific research by 5% each year. He came to the University of Illinois to promote legislation mandating increases for research in agriculture, medicine, and technology. Jim Meadows has more.
Durbin was flanked by University of Illinois officials, including Associate Dean Harley Johnson, who oversees research at the U of I's Granger College of Engineering.
And this is a college whose researchers have brought us many great innovations: the transistor, the web browser, the visible LED, YouTube. I mean, the list goes on and on.
But Durbin says the percentage of federal discretionary spending for research and development has fallen by nearly half in the past half century. He wants annual growth in research dollars to be written into law.
I want us to reach a point in Washington where 5% real growth is the standard, and we can brag about the years where we exceeded.
Durbin hopes that measures mandating growth in research funding can become part of the appropriations package passed by Congress before its Christmas break. I'm Jim Meadows.
Illinois hate crimes rose by 30% last year, according to a recently released FBI report. Nationally, gender-based hate crimes, such as those targeting transgender people, rose 6%. Meanwhile, hate crimes against Latinos grew 14%. Fred Zhao is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says there's blame to go around.
I would anticipate being behind this rise in hate crimes, particularly targeting Latinos and the LGBT community, is the really hateful rhetoric that is emanating from the White House, from many of the allies of the current administration, as well as much of the media, you know, that is trying to appeal to racist sentiments.
A leader of the Anti-Defamation League, which also tracks hate crimes, said many go unreported. A report says the Chicago Police Department failed to meet most of its deadlines in a far-reaching court-supervised reform plan, but made some progress. The first progress report filed Friday shows 37 out of 50 missed deadlines during the first 6 months of implementing the consent decree. However, the report noted the city met obligations after deadlines. The reforms are the culmination of a process that began with the release of video in 2015 showing a white police officer fatally shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald 16 times. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Vandalia is mourning the loss of four people killed over the weekend in a car crash following the high school football playoff game in Williamsville. State police say a car carrying 73-year-old William Protz and his 72-year-old wife, Jacqueline, along with two 14-year-old girls from Vandalia, was hit head-on in Montgomery County Saturday evening. All four people were killed in the crash. Protz and his wife were the parents of Vandalia High School's principal. One of the girls was his daughter, the other girl, his daughter's best friend. Investigators say a 17-year-old was behind the wheel of the pickup truck that crossed the center line and hit the Protz's car head-on. He was airlifted to a trauma center with what police say were life-threatening injuries. A prayer vigil was held at Vandalia High School Sunday evening. School officials say crisis counselors will be on hand today as students and teachers return to class. Floodwaters carved a path of devastation through the Midwest this year. They also carried hundreds of storage tanks downstream. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources is now working to collect these orphaned containers.
This spring, floodwaters rapidly inundated river towns in Nebraska and Iowa. So quickly, in fact, that many farmers didn't have time to secure their storage tanks. The tanks floated hundreds of miles downstream and ended up in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources is now working to collect these tanks, which often contain diesel fuel and ammonia. DNR environmental scientist Stephen McLean says it's critical to remove this hazardous waste from the floodplain.
Several hundred gallons of a herbicide or a pesticide in the wrong spot can be a huge impact to the environment.
So far, DNR has collected more than 700 orphan containers, ranging from paint cans to 500-gallon storage tanks. I'm Shayla Farzan.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.